Well, good morning. It is the 8th of August, and my message today is Jesus' first road trip. After being baptized by John and then defeating Satan 3-0 in the Desert World Series, it was time for Jesus to begin his ministry. Now, John the Baptist has been arrested, so Jesus takes his first road trip to the Sea of Galilee. However, before leaving for Galilee, he preaches in the synagogue in his hometown and casts out a demon from one of his members, probably a deacon. Jesus starts teaching people in Galilee and they're amazed. They notice two things about his teaching. First, it made sense to them. And second, his words had authority. His words hit home and were clear and understandable. Then, even more exciting, after eating at Peter's home and healing his mother-in-law, many brought the sick people in town to him, and he healed them. He also began to round up his posse. He preaches from Simon Peter's boat, and after the message, he tells Simon Peter, "Hey, take your boat out and catch some fish." Well, Simon's a little put off, having been out fishing all night and catching nothing. Now he hears advice from a carpenter's son who doesn't know anything about fishing. Fishing time was over, and if you don't catch the fish at night, you'd never catch them in the day. However, they do as Jesus tells them to do, and they find so many fish in their nets that the nets begin to tear. Calling for others to help, they get the fish into two boats, and the weight from the fish is causing the boats to begin to sink. Best fishing day ever, and Simon is in such a state of shock, he falls to his knees and he says to Jesus, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Simon Peter and his fishing buddies are in amazement because of this massive catch of fish. Peter might have already been thinking how to make the most of this. You know, maybe Jesus could join his crew and they would own the fish market. But Jesus has other plans. And he says from now on, they will follow him and they'll start catching men. So Simon Peter, Andrew his brother, James and his brother John leave Galilee and head to Capernaum. Jesus teaches in the synagogues all over Galilee, and he casts out demons. And then something happened that stops Mark from giving us this very general, broad-stroke overview of the road trip, and he zeroes in on one single amazing event. As they were traveling along, Jesus comes face-to-face with a leper. Actually, since lepers were required to cover their heads and call out, "Unclean, unclean," when anyone would get near them, they would steer away from any other people. I'm thinking maybe Jesus, seeing and hearing this poor leper, may have actually crossed the street to go over and meet him while everybody else kept their distance. The man falls on his knees, and he's pleading to Jesus. And he says to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Well, Jesus sees this man covered in rags and wrought with leprosy and understood that more painful than the disease was the condemnation that came with it from all the other people, because surely he was in this state because he and or his parents had sinned greatly against God. The leprosy was eating away at his flesh, but shame and guilt and fear were destroying his soul. We know what that's like, don't we? No remedy was known, and no one had ever been healed of leprosy except a couple of miracles in Israel's ancient history. However, for some reason, this leper is kneeling before Jesus and begging him to make him clean. Everyone is watching to see what Jesus will do. He's breaking a lot of rules to even get close to a leper, much less engage in a conversation with one. But instead of staying away from him, we're told that Jesus was moved with compassion. So much so that he reached out and did the unthinkable. He touched the leper. He touched the man. Now, this would have been unthinkable to the crowd, and yet Jesus puts his hand on the unclean and says, "I am willing, be cleansed." And we're told immediately the leprosy left him. Like instantly, he's completely healed. His skin has returned to normal, and all the ravages of this deadly disease are instantly gone. Shock and awe was all around. And then Jesus tells him to go show himself to the priests and make an offering according to Moses. But he doesn't do it. He's so excited. He goes at him, proclaims to everyone he sees that he used to be a leper and now Jesus healed him. And when people hear that Jesus has healed the leper, so many people came to find him for their own healing that Jesus could not any longer go to a city without being mobbed. People were coming from everywhere because this carpenter's son can do anything. Those of us who have become addicted to sexual sin can feel like lepers. We live in a shame and a fear-filled world where keeping our secret becomes more and more difficult as we sink deeper and deeper into sexual sin. We cry out to Jesus to heal us, but over time we keep going back to sex because we've gone to it so often and for so long and found that it gives such a great escape that we're willing to put up with the guilt just for another fix. Listen, my friends, I know you feel trapped. I know you feel like you'll never be free, but those are lies. Jesus will answer your prayers for healing. It just might not be as quickly as you desire. It takes time. It takes knowledge. It takes a lot of work and being done in a community of other men helping one another. So if you're still trying to figure this out on your own, why don't you let us help you? Email me, and I'll tell you more about our online support teams. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcast. God bless you, my friends. Take care. Have a great day in the Lord, and we'll talk tomorrow. Goodbye.